curva.
Welcome, 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 everyone, and happy hump day. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of April of our Lord, 2020. Mm-hmm. And it's another episode of
Ropes, Rants, and Rum.
From my living room to yours, I'm Maradona.
And I am Kenny Maria.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Mm-hmm. So, per usual, let's see what we're drinking. What we're drinking.
Okay.
This is the darkest drink we've ever had thus far.
It matches our makeup. Ooh. Tastes good.
Okay. Okay, I can't horseback this one.
I already know what this is.
What is that?
I'm excited.
What is that?
Whiskey!
Is whiskey in this too? Really? Vodka tastes like this?
Vodka in yours?
This vodka is identifying as whiskey.
For real?
Definitely.
Probably because of the Coke. It must be like, you know, complimenting it a little bit.
I'm exhorted. I'm excited too. I hope you all had a great day again. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We're going to jump right into it. We did some digging today and we found some interesting news around the world. Uh-huh. And apparently a Brooklyn barbershop got busted for hosting an underground party during COVID-19 pandemic. More than 50 people were in attendance, neglecting social distancing rules, of course. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. Officers handed out 60 summonses to partygoers for violating the rules, of course, and arrested two for having a gun on the scene. My question is, you think we have underground parties happening here?
If we have an underground parties, we'd be invited.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we would. We cool.
They may think, oh no, don't bother with Mara. She like be on live too much.
Not true. Maybe we slip up. They might think we slip up.
I may be blocking some invites for you.
I know.
I'm just curious. Think about that. Think of people who own bars. You ain't got to answer to the front door.
Maybe for true, you know. Anyway, I can't risk COVID, so it's fine. I ain't gonna feel that left. I can't get left out because you should at least invite me and let me say no, I can't.
But
come.
They can't risk that.
That's true.
But I mean, 50 people, that's a lot because...
That's a whole...
One
that's
of them, the snitch and tell their older siblings something.
Or they cousin and, or somebody like that. I know.
You think this party's going on here?
I won't believe that there aren't, but I feel like one or two hangouts. I wouldn't call it parties, but somebody who have a cool spot with a little pool, some extra food, some people sleeping over.
Sleeping over too?
Yes, like pools, party, drinks. I think some younger folk especially probably having some parties around here.
Well, I mean, we ain't saying yes or no, but if you all know of any, you know, let's...
I don't even know if I could
I'm just saying for a reporter
for reporter
reasons,
purposes
investigative issues.
Thank you.
We just want to know. So I thought that was really interesting, especially considering New York has one of the most cases of COVID-19 in America.
And that's where the barbershop was at?
Yeah, in Brooklyn, girl, crease up.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They of all people should be very mindful.
They say one life. One life to live. It probably was someone's birthday, but the 50 of them, I hope, in quarantine right
that's
now.
That's a mess. That's a mucky mess and underground. That's a whole conundrum. I can't endorse that.
I agree.
I mind hanging out, but COVID around, underground, no doors, no windows. That's a problem.
And in New York.
That's
girl.
Close to Italy, far as I'm concerned. Italy, a pandemic.
That's like out east. You going far?
That's the truth.
With all the chicken pox.
No
you,
thanks.
You imagine a party out east right now, you go?
I carried out. I didn't even hear the pool when the air clean.
That's where all the super rich, but we could afford fun pool people is.
No. I ain't even hearing out for that. I'm lying. I ain't hearing when the air clean.
No way. So when all this over, how long you gonna let it right before you go outside again?
I'll say outside. I can run outside.
Well, we can run outside.
But I'll be like another 2 weeks when I don't see nobody come up sick. Then I can say, okay, I come in to heal all my friends at ease.
How
you Easterners? I love you guys. I do.
And really to piggyback on that, when you say close up, apparently there are 9 uninfected people who got the virus because they were in a restaurant and someone infected near them, I guess with the air conditioned vents.
Wow.
In fact, the people who were sitting close to him.
Wowzer.
That reminded me of Outbreak. You ever watched the movie Outbreak?
Yes, with the monkey?
Yes.
Hey, that scared me for life.
And in 2 different rooms. And the man who was dying from the monkey voodoo, he coughed. The saliva going up in the vents. And it ended up in the other people's room.
And get all the people sick. Listen, things could actually happen like that. I see they talking about opening up the churches as soon as next week.
Oh, Lord, no. Sheila, them don't know nothing about distance.
And you know when people get caught up, they falling out and sweating, the altar workers there.
Oh, my God, I see. So
yeah, all of that.
Old people, they spit a lot. I don't think that's... I think the churches should be one of the last spots they open.
Let me tell you something. So I saw in St. Lucia... They locked down for, I think, like a week or two, 2 weeks, I think. I'm not sure. But I think they locked down for about 2 weeks after they had nine cases. Now they are COVID-free.
How much people live in St. Lucia? Only like 10 and, under.
But that ain't the point.
I'm just saying.
Only 12 live here.
That's true.
But no, we scatter about.
At least 20 people in Nassau. At least.
But that's Nassau.
And that's the documented
but
20.
The 9 people who were infected, they ain't infected no more. They COVID-free. They all they just had to do was lock down the first couple of weeks or whatever the case may be. Anyway, kudos to the lady who in charge, because I hear it's a woman in charge.
Well, of course.
And you know, girls run the world. It's a power. It's obvious when the girl is in charge, she's getting stuff done.
Let's not even act. Like, y'all know when y'all was sick and y'all mom somehow had to, like... All right,
quarantine,
go in the room. Only me will come in contact with you.
Damage
I can wash you up. Man, ain't like that.
No, they.
My daddy just used to look at me. You all right?
I want to talk. I need you to make
you
me
good?
Better.
I'm like, oh my God, where's my mother?
Seriously.
I only need you when I want $10.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought about that. So if you guys know of any interesting stories of underground parties, you only gotta, you know, rat the people out. But I think it's just interesting because there's always, once you make a law, there's someone that's always gonna break it.
Come on.
No matter what
for
it
sure.
is. Don't sell rum, people sell it rum. Don't social, don't be together, people can be together.
Like, well, let me ask you a question. This straying off from the topic a little bit. You think Bahamian people are passive people? Like, we really passive? Because
yes,
I was
girl.
Thinking, I ain't gonna lie.
Yes.
American and people in Pennsylvania and having a whole riot.
Because they're ready to go to work.
Who's the people who pitch up tent and throw up signs in front of the hospital because they weren't... They
all
were...
the white people.
I was
really
looking.
I saw one Negro person, but all the white people, I'm saying, frig this COVID, open up shop now, or we could just be in the road forever. They was protesting in front of the hospital, dog.
Please chime in the comments. I really want to know what you guys think. You think Bahamian people are
passive
individuals?
As hell.
When it comes to bylaws and what is given to us? Because I feel like we do like
kind
of take whatever the government gives
next
us.
The Bahamians is passive aggressive.
Yeah, passive aggressive for sure. Cause we go row on Facebook.
Oh, we go row.
We go row inside barbershop.
Your fingers crank.
Yes, but we ain't.
But
really
then when
pass that.
When he really come and be like, okay, I heard you were talking about this. What would you like us to do?
Well, it's okay. I was just mad for that day. I was just But anyway, that was just a different topic.
Buddy.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, we would want you to share our links. We're going to have some topics today, but it's not going to be too heavy again. We want to be somebody who can be a beacon of light.
And distraction.
Yeah, distraction. So at the end of the day, yes, the news is prominent. If you all want to tune in to the news, good.
Yeah.
We could give you some ideas of what's going on. But at the end of the day, we're here to entertain you, inform
yes.
you, and just give you a little bit of laughter. Is that okay?
Okay.
I noticed they ain't give us no shots yet. They don't respect us.
Airtime day. So, Kanika and I today were talking a little bit about online dating. And when I say online dating, it ain't gotta be ChristianMingle.com and all them seriousness.
Yeah.
As simple as someone slipping in your DM.
Yeah.
I feel like that is on an all-time high now because you really can't buck me by no bar.
Yeah, for sure.
So, how you guys feel about online dating? Do you think it's heightened more so now? And do you think that now you may be more easily, like you try it out now because you can't go out? Because I know for sure I was like, nope. But boy, now, if the right essential is sliding my DM.
That's it.
I may respond. I may respond because I have messages from 2007 I respond to.
For sure.
And I combing through. Please, maybe. Healthy.
Say maybe.
What about you? What do you think?
I think online dating is something that is prevalent. Even if you ain't interested, you entertaining the idea. Like I tell you before, when COVID first came about, I start actually, somebody be like, on Facebook, hi. And I'd be like, hello.
But, idol.
How are you doing, beautiful? You're gorgeous. I love you. Blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, thanks.
This before. This pre-COVID.
No, that's now.
Oh, that's
pre-COVID, now. I wouldn't even look at that. If I look at that, I'm answering.
So we can call these shots online dating.
What is this? Jesus,
this
red.
Looks like a warning.
I'm scared.
Don't
well,
talk
I'm
to strangers.
Well, I'm scared. It's Let me just sip.
What don't they got to do with being scared? What is this?
What the hell is this?
I swear, what producer.
Is this? Mr. Producer is be setting this right up.
I feel like things, as producer, realize things getting tough.
Yeah.
He trying to figure out what could knock us out good to sell us.
Fuck.
Out the back door. I swear to God. Because some nights I just wake up like, like message any exes. I'm like, okay. Woo, I survived that night. But these trucks getting worse to run.
I can sip it. I can sip it. I ain't gonna go.
We
can't right
split
quick.
Up online. So back but, to what you were saying.
What I was saying.
Oh Lord.
Online dating. Yes. So yeah, so I find myself like even if I'm not interested, I'm entertaining friendly conversations. That's not an invitation. Y'all don't inbox me. For God's sake, don't do it.
Unless you're essential.
Oh, don't inbox me.
Oh, okay. Well, message me then. Maradona, I think.
You
on said,
yep.
It's Maradona.
Unless
IG.
You're really essential for truth. Anyhow, but yeah, so I started to like have nice, respectful conversations with one or two gentlemen. And honestly, I probably would have never talked to them. And now I talk to them. They're my friends. They're my buddies.
Let's be real. You were doing this before COVID.
First of all, I talked to one guy. He bought me this laptop. Thank you so much. He's my buddy.
The best DM to ever answer. Why? I can start responding.
But I don't talk,
This is do yoga, all kind of things. All for a DM. She answered
Stop talking my business. Stop talking my business.
Who you ain't about to keep the secret like Ciara? Y'all, answer the DMs. You never know. That could be your future. That could be your laptop supplier. During these times. You don't know how the Lord sending him to you. You don't know how the Lord sending him to you. So I will be answering all DMs as of now.
Listen, let me
Men,
I'm gonna take a shot. I can't do it. I'm gonna take a shot.
Cause you won't bleed the fifth.
Tinks.
That's right, Jasmine.
Tinks. But only anyway. Let me also. I'm gonna say that.
Stop.
Tinks.
I only mentioned the laptop.
Yeah.
We get a dad. We get a dad. Let's go. Sean. Hester. And Tinks. Okay.
I could take that double. I could do.
Oh. Okay.
Woo! Jasmine said, "Chat, let me go answer the said one in my chat.
Girl! Jasmine, go girl with the quickness. People who on board, go girl.
Listen, there is a possibility that could be the right one.
TV right there, girl.
Apart from things, there is a possibility that nice person that he probably is not a person that goes out a lot. He likes to stay home. He likes to enjoy his time at home. He might be that person who just randomly found you interesting. Out of all the beautiful girls on Facebook or IG, he might say, "Wait, this one I really want to talk
they
to.
They can come with some better lines, though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Some of the lines just be just a little bit. I get paragraphs. Listen, I
get paragraphs.
I appreciate it, though.
I need to look at your profile picture and model my profile off of that.
Stop your garbage. You see my profile picture. My profile is so dry. I'm so regular, degular, smegular. I don't even know.
All I get is, "Hey, beautiful. Morning, beautiful."
But you know, I plump in dark, so they's one give me whole essays. They's be like, "Hey, you beautiful empress,
what
I love you." They's be running all with all kinds of things.
We're plumping like, dark after doing the intro.
I think I'm like the Bohemian woman prototype, so they like to go at me like aggressive. I don't know.
So that's why you getting epistles. I get two liners.
I don't know. They might. I don't know.
So they won't. Okay. You know what? Y'all chime in. The plump and dog y'all getting epistles and paragraphs more and messages that are hot. And then the regular typical looking gals is to be like, "Hey, beautiful." Like, come on.
Guess who I see singing?
Who?
Our cookie guy.
Big up, Bernard!
Hi!
We love you,
Bernard.
Baby.
He got us cookies.
Y'all bring the box. Let me show the people what.
Well, we didn't beat the cookie bad.
That's okay.
We didn't beat it bad. But thank you, Bernard, for the cookies. He is so sweet.
Lord, y'all eat all them?
Yeah.
Who eats my red velvet?
Man. I know. Show them the message.
That's producer.
Show them the message.
The Vieta. That's the only one I see. You ain't safe. Y'all, it was full of cookies, and Bernard gave us like four different ones to try.
It was
with a love note on it.
With a smiley face. So thank you so much for Bernard.
So
we do appreciate it. Listen, we do not take it for granted.
No, we don't. That made our day.
Wait, that make my day.
That made our day. That was sweet.
I eat these cookies till my belly hurts.
Why people like Bernard don't slide in my DMs?
Bernard, you got an invite. You got an open invite.
Message me, Bernard, just for the hell of it. Who the cookies? They ain't for sale. Lay ass.
Yeah, that one them getting
caught up. Don't be advertising my cookies.
Listen, support the thing, Bernard. She didn't give you an invitation, okay? Just...
Okay.
You central.
And I saw Bernard today. He's a nice looking little thing.
Yeah, He 18 though.
I forget no.
Unless you wanna be like
I ain't raising no turn no more.
Cougar bear no.
Bernard get hit me up when he like 35.
When he was 35.
Right. But in the meantime, boo, keep the cookies coming. We love you like cooked food and like them cookies. Now, I sit on online dating though.
Okay, let's go.
So obviously we're online dating more than we usually would because we stuck at home. Mm-hmm. Is there any dangers to it though? I feel like online dating could be set up.
Of course.
Because they could hide behind their laptop, and that is why I'm not like, okay, you look attractive, let me respond. Mm-hmm. This dude could have a whole pregnant wife, a whole toddler. And you, like, what you messaging me for? This obviously only for a little uncle hookup. I ain't into that.
Well, listen, at the end of the day...
Unless they get me a laptop, like...
If you meet this person in a supermarket, if you meet this person online, you use your...
Oh, car battery, because mine gets teeth.
You got to use your discretion, guys. I say hop in the car and do all kind of strange things.
How you can use the discretion if you only reading words and a profile photo? There's no body language. There's no tonal quality.
Okay, let me tell you a story. Story time!
Because this the pro.
That is not the pro.
Give me one pen and
paper. Y'all ain't gonna put me as the pro.
I need to take notes.
I dated one guy from off Facebook, and he was my friend. Yeah. Who was nice and did nice things.
Come, y'all. I taking notes for y'all. But ladies, listen up.
This is not a practice.
Because Kanika won't keep all the secrets, and she winning out here.
Not me.
Come, child. Let's
not
go.
Me. No, number one. In a note, I don't know what you're writing.
Let's go.
So, I don't know if you guys know, but back in the day, for those who are younger, there was something called Tide. So, everybody who was foolish used to do it inside the Bahamas.
Why are you letting people
see y'all know what Tide? What the?
We even got pen? Man, come on, man. Someone slide my DMs.
So,
okay, I got it. I had to push it in. Go ahead.
So, there was this thing called Tag. Tag was an online thing where you, like, kind of like Facebook, but it was very dark. And when I say dark, people used to use it as
summary.
A hookup.
We want the summary.
So what we did is, what I would do is, if I wanted, and I was like 21, okay. So y'all don't talk with me,
so
bad.
What you
I was
would do
21.
Is, what you would do is,
when I was going to meet somebody on Tag who I talked to for like a couple weeks,
right.
It would be like, my car would be like six girls in the car with me, and we're gonna go meet this one guy.
So pull up with your friends.
We pulling up with my friends to an open area, okay. Like to the bar, and be like, "What you saying?
Okay. So don't go alone.
On? No.
First date.
Never go alone.
Okay. Never.
If you're going to meet
point up, one guys, ladies mostly, man.
Look at Whitney talking my business, but she know who I mean. Of course,
Whitney,
she know who I mean.
Fill the bands, boo. Love
don't
you.
Talk my business, girl.
Never.
So yeah. So don't never go alone. Two, if you're going to any kind of like date or like that, we discussed it last night. Bring a friend. Don't
that's
go by yourself.
One.
I don't care. That's point two. Don't never go alone. Point two, don't never go alone. I don't care. Don't go alone.
Okay.
Bring a friend.
Ladies,
bring a friend.
Point two, never go alone as
also,
well.
Also, if you decide you want to actually go with this individual at some point, it always has to be in a public place. Be mindful of the drinks you drink. Do not let that man walk off with your drink or walk to get no drink and
be
bring
mindful
no food.
Of drinks.
Please, Spanish fly and all these things that he's putting in your drink. It's a real thing. All right? And thirdly, please get to know this person. And this is probably the one and two. I don't care. All three. Okay. Get to know this person to some degree. Listen, people's lie good, so you always could take a chance.
So we got to stop.
But talk to them for a long time. Get to know where their mindset. Stalk their IG or their Facebook page. Go to their family page. If they have a sister who tag under there, your cousins, you see where
they're
about.
Hip.
Stalk them on IG. If you could get some background information, like say he say, I work the Bahama. Cool.
Call Bahama.
You call all your Bahama friends. You know anybody named Tom Grant?
Okay,
Tom Grant. Okay, wait, what department is? What he like? What he's do? Okay. Who he's be round? Oh, he's be round the Get Fresh crew? All right, go and Get Fresh crew page. Oh, this is the kind of guys he's be round. Listen, you do your research before you do all of that, and bam, you're straight. You're good. You get
laptop
things.
And
thanks. And that's it.
Anyway, y'all, I'll be putting this on an Excel spreadsheet for us
you're
to practice
so
entire day-to-day life.
You silly.
We could create a group where we could update us on, like, you know, things we got, the different gentlemen we met. I'm going to print it for everybody because this was an eye-opener.
Girl.
Just to review, number one, never go alone. Number two,
never go alone.
Number three, be mindful of the drinks he gives you.
And food.
She said something about Spanish fly. Mm-hmm. And number four, stalky hip. Call your job. Go call, on the mommy
just call
page.
Your friends who know women's
go
stuff.
Go on the baby mother page. Follow all the links them.
Yeah, just find all that out. And all then, you know, you good to go. Good you to know, go. Then you might get. And that, listen, do not listen to Donna. I'm not a pro.
You wasn't a pro when I have five ways.
Stop. That's five common ways sense. Spawn.
Okay.
Stop.
Well, common sense never gave me a laptop yet. Stop. I'll just say that. It never has.
Okay, next topic. Because you just doing the most.
This is where we shout out our links and subscribing.
You start. I don't know what to say anymore. You start.
You see how these people go? I mean, what they say, duck ain't got it to swim in and chicken ain't got it to eat. She just bountiful over here.
Wait, you want to thank you guys for tuning in again. Please subscribe to our page, like our page, follow to all of those good stuff. Please share the live every time we tune in.
Yes.
And of course, if you want to chime in and tell us about your online dating experience, the number is 535-7743.
Yeah.
We do want to hear from you guys. I see you chiming in the comments. I see some things like a laugh.
We opening the line soon. If you guys want to advertise with us, small or big businesses, we appreciate it so much.
For sure.
DM us. You know, Kanique like dancer DMs. So slide in our DMs.
Girl.
Prices are quite affordable, you know, because it takes a lot to keep all this running.
For sure.
So we'd appreciate the support.
And
our email address, email us at robesrantsandrum@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Give us a call on 535-7743 or just DM us, like I said, and we will get back to you. You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, but I know you want to finish that.
Oh, let me finish that. And also, even if you don't want to advertise, but you just want to support our cause and want to donate something toward us, anything big or small, we have all of our direct deposit links. If you're interested, message me. We use RBC, Scotia, CIBC, PayPal, Cash, Check, Grammy, Dilly's, Mangoes. We take all those stuff. So just hit us up.
Okay, you ready for this question?
All right, y'all. So this is Kanique's payback to me. She's asking me these questions so y'all could judge my response. But I don't care.
You ready?
I'm ready, boo. Let's go.
Good. Okay, stop.
Okay.
You had a job interview today, and you're hopeful. You were following up via text with your homegirl about your interview, and she derailed the whole conversation about that nigga you being eyeing.
Okay.
Cool. Your potential boss texts you at the same time to further get information from you.
Hold on. Start over. You said...
Sure.
I was in an interview.
You was in an interview and you're hopeful. You were following up with a text to your homegirl about your interview.
Okay.
And she derailed the whole conversation about the interview and started talking about the nigga you really
so
being like him.
Me, like she changed the subject?
Yeah, she changed the subject. Cool. Your potential boss texts you at the same time to get further information. And your response to your friend about the guy was explicit.
I missing send it to the boss.
You check your inbox only to notice that you sent the email to the wrong chat.
God. Oh.
And your phone doesn't allow you to delete the message.
Who Android I was using?
What's your next message?
That must be the Alcatel. Mother sick. What's my next message?
What's your next move? Sorry. What's your next move?
I get a new phone. I can call a boss off my mommy house phone. So my phone was stolen. Could you please resend whatever communication we had? Because I had to restart everything. That will never be my phone number again.
That's what you'll do?
Fair answer, scripture reading, yes. I'm going to get a new phone number.
So that night, when she send you the information, you ain't gonna answer it. You could just turn off the phone.
I have to block him. I'll have to block him on texting, calling, WhatsApping. And when he'd be like, I was just wondering because I got an extremely explicit text. I'm like, oh my God, whoever stole it is such a monster. No, that was not me. It was stolen.
What y'all could do? Because I wouldn't buy that. If I was a boss, I'd be like, this girl's a little freak. She probably was trying to talk to me.
That might help me get the job.
That might help you get the job, but you might have to fight to keep that job, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Lord, because now you know the ins and outs.
I know, right? But I mean, I don't know. But I wouldn't know.
The ends. Why I know.
But tell me what you guys would do. I would like to hear from you guys in the comments. And of course, we want to hear from you guys. The number is
535-7743.
It's
535-7743.
It's 535-7743. Yeah.
This has been another fun episode. Ladies and gents, thanks for supporting us of
Robes, Rants, and Rum.
I'm Maradona.
And I'm Kenny Maria.
And we'll see you again soon. Hey. All right, guys. guys, the lines are open. Chime in on Kanique's question. What would you do in that scenario if you accidentally send your boss a dick pic or, I don't know, whatever crazy?
Yeah, something. We want to hear from you guys. 535-7743.
Yeah.
These lines better start ringing, you know.
Lord, you done start with the dress?
Drink with us and reminisce every night. And I see Shalon singing in. Thank you, Shalon, for singing in.